podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
It's funny, you know, when you think about what people are talking about throughout the day, sometimes there'll be a story that a few people talk about and everybody else ignores. But I think these two escaped convicts in the state of New York, it's like slowly but surely over the week, everybody at least has paid a little bit of attention to what's going on because it seems like a total freaking movie. Think about it. When they first escaped, everybody referenced a movie, right? Everybody referenced Shawshank Redemption because these guys kind of escaped the way they do in that movie. So people were talking about it. And then I was one of those people who was like, ah, they won't make it a day. They'll be caught in a day. Mm-hmm. And then a week goes by and then another week goes by. And you're like, holy crap, what is going on? How can get the dogs after these guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? The hounds.
Stick the dogs on them. But then we find out that they were doing tricks to keep the dogs away.
Yeah, I'm finally getting up to speed on all this. I was reading the article this morning, and they did the old thing that I think I saw way back when in some sort of Steve McQueen movie or something, where they sprinkled pepper on the ground to throw the dogs off. And I always thought, like, if I was running from the man, I would do that trick where you throw pepper on the ground because then the bloodhounds sniff it up and they start sneezing and then they lose the scent and the trail.
It's like something out of a cartoon.
That's what these guys were doing, and apparently it worked. It was throwing these dogs way off because they put fresh ground pepper on the, you know, with the, the salad.
They just didn't want to season. No, they were avoiding the man.
Yeah, it worked.
You know, you're referencing a Steve McQueen movie. I'll reference an Eddie Murphy movie because he has that scene in Beverly Hills Cop where he's talking about how they wrapped all the drugs in coffee grounds. He goes, he's putting coffee grounds because then the dogs can't smell it.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get myself some boots made out of coffee grounds.
Sure.
Right? And I'll go running through the woods, and they won't be able to keep up with me.
Don't let it rain.
See, my movie is Richard Kimball, The Fugitive. I keep hearing, you know, Harrison Ford, I didn't kill my wife. And then Tommy Lee Jones saying, I don't care. You know? And I just see them, you know, running through the woods, and so did Richard Kimball. And God, what a great movie that is.
I just don't know if they should be telling people that this actually worked.
What
I'm saying, that the pepper worked.
The pepper threw.
That's why it took so long, because it was throwing the dogs off the trail. Because the pepper.
Let's not blame the dogs. I mean, really.
Well, no, that's what it says
overworked
in this article. Yeah, they're exhausted.
So did they keep up their trail then if the pepper was working because people's cabins were being broken into? Or what's the deal there?
It was bad. A guy ran out of pepper and he tried substituting oregano.
And the
dogs, that doesn't bother the dogs.
Major fail.
They just ended up at Olive Garden.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Speaking of food, did you hear that when this last guy was caught, did you hear the food he had on him?
Yes.
It was a packet of Pop-Tarts. And I'm thinking, that is the perfect food if I'm an escaped criminal, because they're small, they have they're dense with calories, and they come in a nice, freshly sealed foil packet. Mm-hmm.
Even if they crumble up, they're still delicious.
Yes,
if I only had a toaster, should have smuggled one out.
Yeah.
I love it was Pop-Tarts and bourbon, which just reminds me of being a college kid, I think.
Right, that's wearing head-to-toe camo, so that just seals it.
That's living right there. Hashtag America.
He kind of sounds like my kind of guy.
That's a good thing they got him, though, because it was a long time. I'm surprised.
I shot him, too.
So we sit here and we laugh about it now, but I mean, really, these guys were major badass criminals.
Did
you hear
that
one guy not only killed his boss, but dismembered his boss?
Well,
which isn't always a bad idea.
No, it's like I can kind of relate.
Did we just say that out loud?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.